Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Gwynne Sykes, Chief Financial Officer, NASA. Joining us in our conversation is Steve Sika.
Gwynne, can you discuss for us NASA's plan for implementing the President's management agenda, particularly with respect to your role as the CFO of NASA?
Why, certainly. At NASA, we have a very high respect and high regard for the President's management agenda because it sets the stage for things that we can do as an agency to ensure that we're doing the right thing in specific areas. So at NASA, our former administrator, Sean O'Keefe, and of course our acting administrator, Fred Gregory, we have set the stage that every week at our senior leadership meetings, we actually get together and we have a weekly update from each of what we call the senior PMA champions. Now, we just don't pick individuals out of those different areas. We pick the key leading leader within each of those functions, and we identify their name and their picture each week on a report and a bulletin that shows what are the things that you've done this week in order to advance your goal in moving towards the President's management agenda. What are some of the challenges that you're encountering as you move forward, and where do other parts of the agency need to play in to focus and provide attention to? And then what are some of the accomplishments that you have on each of the each week in some of those particular areas? So it's actually a rallying tool that we use and a management tool that we use at the senior executive leadership area on a weekly basis. So there's a lot of senior attention focused on the President's management agenda. But in particular, and for the office of the CFO, there's actually about three of the President's management agendas that I'm actually responsible for. Of course, one being financial management, the other being budget, and then, of course, the competitive sourcing with procurement. And so those three areas I actually monitor in the same fashion, in the same form as we do in the senior leadership role. As you can imagine, my face is on three of them currently. And I give three reports weekly. But I actually go back to my key leadership, and I have a weekly forum in which I do conduct the reports, find out what's going on, what are the things that we need to do, and what are the impediments for making sure that we're doing the good, sound things that we need to do in order to advance the President's management agenda. But underneath all of that, you know, we have each of those leaders have also defined what we call the functional leadership plan within my organization. And that functional leadership plan is a 5-year plan. It's a get well in financial management. Where do we want to be the best in procurement and also in competitive sourcing, as well as in budgeting? So we've actually developed a 5-year plan that says, in order to be the best, moving from where we are today and where we want to be in 5 years, they've actually developed a 5-year stretch goal in changing policy, process, and procedures, as well as developing the individuals with the skills, the knowledge, and tools, and succession planning within the organization to make sure that we keep viable and keep rich as we move forward. So we haven't adopted this more as a President's management agenda, but more of a NASA's management agenda in order to make sure that we're focused and we're guided towards our vision, our new vision, our exploration vision. But within that, on a year-to-year or day-to-day basis, we have what we call the a financial leadership plan, which is the 1-year increment. What are some of the things that we're going to accomplish to ensure that we meet the 5-year strategic goals that we've outlined for ourselves? And we do monitor that, and that's actually been automated this year because, of course, at NASA, if you're a technical in engineering, you don't use Excel spreadsheets. They love to automate things, and they love to put it with colors. So we have the red, yellow, green metrics, and it kind of gives me an idea on a weekly basis. Where is budget on certain key issues that they're supposed to be accomplishing for this year? Are they red, are they yellow, or are they green? And these folks actually rate their own selves to find out how they're doing. And if there's something that's an impediment, that's when I raise it at the senior leadership forum, by which to get mission directorate support, or actually can get the administrator or the deputy administrator support to break through that barrier and to move advance the agenda.
Gwynne, it sounds like there's an awful lot of monitoring done to make sure that people are kind of moving the ball forward, and that to the extent that there are impediments, that, you know, you're doing what you can to break those down. Can you give an example of one that, you know, was kind of thrust before you as, you know, Gwynne, I need your help. How do we fix this and get to the next level?
Actually, that was one that was, I thought, had been resolved in my own area in finance and accounting. We had the opportunity of migrating to a new financial management system, and I believe Patrick Signer was one of your guests here.
Yes, he was.
And one of the challenges, of course, in migrating to a new financial management system is that some of the data is not always repository or gets into the new system, so you're actually trying to catch up as you move forward in your migration. And one of those areas was funds distribution. And what we realized is even though the finance and accounting area had funds distribution information within the system that they inputted into the new core finance SAP system, there was additional data items or detailed data that was in the hands of the mission directorates. And they were not incentivized at that point in time to put that data in. So as we kept going through to try to do the reconciliation in the new and the legacy system to the new SAP core finance system that we implemented, we found that there was only so much that my staff could do, but they needed the support of the mission directorates. But of course, the mission directorates were busy trying to get about the business of their new exploration vision. So I was able to raise at the senior leadership that says, if you want the fund balance wish treasury to be resolved, I need key people within each of the mission directorates to focus on this effort, and they need to do this, that, and the other in order to resolve this issue. At that point in time, the administrator and the deputy administrator signed out a letter to the mission directorates, and I also signed the letter that says, we will get this done, and we will get this done by this time frame. And that's one of those opportunities where something that the staff brought to me that says, we can't do any more unless we have someone else's support. And then that's what rallied the team to make it happen.
Can you also talk about some of the ways that you're improving financial management and reporting in NASA and how you're making those reports available to people outside of NASA?
This is actually very critical to our affordable and credible financial management. Not only does my group in the office of the CFO have to be able to be in a position to provide the analytical capability for financial management in NASA, but we see ourselves as customer focused now. I think in the olden days, you would see the comptroller coming and, oh no, they're going to cut my budget. But really what we're trying to do in the office of the CFO here at NASA is change it to the point that we partner with them. We find new and creative ways in order to finance, budget for, and move forward in the programs because we are a dynamic agency and we are doing cutting edge technology. We are also trying to take our project and program managers who are normally engineers and scientists, and I'm trying to make them into financial managers. So they have all been indoctrinated, and we actually have developed a course called Financial Management for Non-Financial Managers. Because at NASA, we're operating in what we call full cost. We have full cost budgets that we put together, and we execute in full cost. So this has been quite a challenge for not only myself, but for the folks there at the agency. So we have a huge learning curve. So my group, all the CFOs at the 10 different centers, as well as at headquarters, are in the position of providing a customer service or a tool to teach our engineers and scientists how to be good financial managers in order to be able to fully justify the cost and the resources associated with their programs and projects. One of the best news articles, of course, the press folks probably wouldn't think so, but it was in the New York and the Florida Daily, and it said, Byzantine cost accounting practice at NASA has caused the Hubble Space Telescope to be too costly. And I said, yes, we finally got it. And the Byzantine cost accounting method that they were talking about was full cost. We now can identify how much it really is going to cost NASA to do something if Congress asks us. And the program and the project managers were key in developing those estimates. So now we have a fully burdened, fully knowledgeable, what is it going to cost us to do something? And that puts us in a better position to be credible and affordable with the American taxpayer because we're not playing a shell game. We're actually telling them how much it costs to really do our business.
Gwen, in the last couple segments, you've referred to One NASA, and you've talked about the different tools and techniques. My question is about why this came about. Could you give us a little history as to sort of what the problem was and how this addressed it?
Well, initially, before Sean O'Keefe actually came on board, and after I came on board probably in 2002, in between that time, we had the Columbia accident. And one of the items or something that came out of the Columbia accident investigation board was that there didn't seem to be within the culture of NASA the ability to share or to promulgate ideas or to actually inform other people of different things within the agency. And so we wanted to create a forum by which people felt comfortable and to engage in dialogue and felt comfortable in sharing their ideas or sharing their objections about current business practices or current practices in general within NASA. So we created the One NASA Forum. And the One NASA Forum takes on many myriads of transformation and communication type opportunities. But it focuses on the individuals within the agency, putting them in a position to articulate whatever their concern is or whatever their idea is. One of the forums is that we have a website, what we call the One NASA website, where from different centers, internal or external to NASA, people actually submit questions, submit comments, submit concerns, and they get compiled. And even as a key leader in the office of the CFO, I have to respond to those questions, and there is an immediate turnaround time frame by which we try to reply to them within a 48-hour time frame, and we do reply. And then the other forum is that we have what we call transformational dialogues or informational dialogues, where we take key leaders, executive leaders, depending on the center, depending on the issues, and depending on some of the stuff that has been put into the website for that particular center, we send the key leaders in those areas that have been identified as of great significance or importance or relevance to that area. We send the key leaders out there, put them in a chair, hand them a mic, and let them have a conversation with the people there at the center. But also, as you recognize, some people will not raise their hands in a crowded forum in an auditorium when they have those opportunities. So at the same time, we do have folks in the auditorium, but we also have set up, while we're doing those dialogues, the opportunity for people around the center in the area who may not feel comfortable standing up in the auditorium to send in questions to get their items and issues addressed at that point in time. So we have a lot of forums, but the whole concept is to keep the communication flow going, to make sure that folks within the agency know that the executive leadership is here to listen. And we do.
That's fascinating. It involves an awful lot of outreach. What does the future hold for financial management at NASA? We'll ask Gwen Sykes, CFO of NASA, for her perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.